So that's what can be known and who it can be known by. What can be observed? What can be observed? I've got some pretty good readings tonight. So we're going to have another reading already. And this is from the Bodhisutta, again, quite an early thing. And this is the Buddha, at the moment of gaining enlightenment, seeing into the nature of things and giving utterance to it for the first time. You probably recognise bits of it from the past few weeks at least. So Ananda, his faithful companion, is narrating this as usual. I have heard that on one occasion, when the Blessed One was newly awakened, staying at Uruvela by the banks of the Naranjara River, in the shade of the Bodhi tree, the tree of awakening, he sat in the shade of the Bodhi tree for 7 days in one session, sensitive to the bliss of release. At the end of 7 days, after emerging from that concentration, in the third watch of the night, he gave close attention to dependent co-arising in forward and reverse order. So dependent co-arising is what we've talked about before, Paticca Samuppada, this being that becomes. From the arising of this, that arises. This not being, that does not become. From the ceasing of this, that ceases. One of the basic propositions of the Buddha that we explored in the first talk. And this is how he says it in the sutta. He just says, when this is, that is. From the arising of this comes the arising of that. When this isn't, that isn't. From the cessation of this comes the cessation of that. And then he basically runs through, we looked a couple of times at the 12 nidanas, the nidana chain that takes you through how Paticca Samuppada, how that process of things rising and giving rise to other things and then cycling through, how that works through in the experience of being alive and being conscious. And he runs through each stage of that and then he reverses them and says, if you can undo all that, that's another camera angle in a way in what it looks like to attain release, to relieve yourself of all that entanglement. I like this image of the Buddha sitting in the jungle for seven days. And he sits there and then in the third watch of the night, he kind of just speaks into the space again, speaks into the silence. This is what things are like. This is what things are like. It's central to Buddhist practice and Buddhist teaching that anyone can attain this. And I suppose the whole of Buddhism, as we've looked at, has been set up as a methodology to help you attain that. Buddhism is not the point. The raft is not the point. The raft gets you across the river, and once you're there, you know what the experience is like of being on the other shore.